Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Brock steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Anderson reaches third base with a triple. Rogers scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball towards right. Landrum catches it and throws to first to double up Christopher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogers is hit by the pitch. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Neil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. Thacker moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chacon. Thacker moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thacker scores. Landrum scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Neil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Santo reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thacker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Roger Craig. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Taylor, and Hodges drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Thomas moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Mantilla moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Gil Hodges. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Dave Girard now pitching. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Girard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Anderson now pitching. Marv Throneberry now playing first base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 3 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Neal applying the tag. One out. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thacker strikes out. Two outs. Dave Girard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girard hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Craig Anderson. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.